The H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use. We shouldn't have it. Very, very bad for workers.
A few years later.
I didn't change my mind. I've always felt we have to have the most competent people in our country. We need competent people. We need smart people coming into our country. And we need a lot of people coming in. We're going to have jobs like we've never had before.
Around the time we jammed Trump into the Oval Orifice in 2016, I released a video entitled Trump's Cabinet, Untouchables or Unflushables, wherein I weighed the merits and demerits of the cabinet appointments and argued as to their likely efficacy or idiocy. With eyes firmly affixed in the rearview mirror now, we can see some of those selections, such as Steve Bannon, were awesome. So awesome, in fact, the entire D.C. metropolitan area dedicated itself to his complete and utter obliteration. But others, like that nappy-headed Ho Omarosa or professional prick Pompeo, had no business brandishing a library card, let alone an all-access White House VIP laminate. Pompeo's never seen a set of shoulder blades he couldn't confuse with a cutlery block, and Omarosa could find a way to drown in a think tank. And while we're not even in the opening crawl of Trump to the Future Part 2, Doc Brown is somehow already shouting the words, "Great Scott!" The latest kerfuffle? One I purposely waited about a week to weigh in on to give some of the more acrimonious elements in the social commentary a time to dislodge the barbed wire bat from their buttholes came courtesy of Elon Musk and Morrowind's favorite cabinet member, Vivek, in response to a Laura Loomer jag criticizing the selection of Sriram Krishnan, an AI policy advisor of Anglo-Saxon extraction, no doubt. First Elon, then David Sachs, and finally Vivek swallowed their entire leg up to the shin, shrieking about the need to compete with the global workforce and import the top 0.1%, particularly from the nation of India. Of course, when the internet's weaponized autism then rejoined with a panoply of examples of the genius-level labor positions only the top 0.1% of the Indian workforce were qualified for, do please brace for the following brain trust. 7-Eleven cashier, dog trainer, cook, and a massage therapist that I'm sure has authored more happy endings than L. Frank Baum, to which advocates of H-1B hit back with sophistry's favorite son, percentages. And look, in their defense, it is factually accurate that the vast majority of H-1B recipients are in fact in the computer field, followed closely by architecture, education, and administration. Problem being, when they say computer field, they mean Microsoft tech support. And maybe it's just me, but I'd feel better about using all of India for tech support if the Slurpee machine at Circle K was functional fully one-third of the time. But none of this was all that remarkable. Elon Musk is a former Green New Deal carbon tax advocate who does more business with Beijing than Hunter Biden. I'm not exactly a portrait of surprise learning he isn't the staunch conservative some deluded themselves into believing he was. Remember, when Elon purchased Twitter, I recorded not one, but two videos warning my audience to calm their collective enthusiasm, as while Elon is infinitely superior to Jack Dorsey, he's also only about two Tumblr clicks away from the prior management's political alignment. And it shows! This ain't H.R. Mencken here, people. The man makes electric cars for a living. And I would argue it was all about to blow over regardless. That is, until Elon opened his yap, all but arguing America's only an idea, and we must compete with communist China, before punctuating a profanity-peppered exchange with the phrase, "I will go to war over this." And in that connection, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news? You did indeed go to war. The bad news? You're Austria-Hungary. But you're right, Eazy-E. We do need to compete with communist China. So remind me how many Indians they import every year, and we'll do exactly that. Something tells me Sam Cedar's analytics page couldn't count that low. The only thing China wants to import is Taiwan. And if you really want to compete with the commies, how's about we line up every tech bro in Bakersfield, fire up a fleet of tanks, and reenact Tiananmen Square? That'll show them! How far are we going to go with this monkey-gee, monkey-do routine, exactly? I mean, Is it time to send brand spanking new skyscrapers soaring to the heavens, unfurnished and occupied by precisely no one? Is it time to erect row after row of two-story Shenyang mansions that we wind up using to house cattle because our citizens can't afford them on account of they get paid in bat soup and beatings? Here's a contrary-wise thought. How's about we compete with communist China in the only category germane to the topic of controversy by refusing to usher in a standing army of bare-assed Indian serf labor? My man, when you said dark MAGA, we didn't realize you meant ethnically. Apparently, the only Indian Elon didn't want to steal an American job was Kamala Harris. Of course, the H-1B issue is out of control. We're even outsourcing our drunken Twitter tirades to an Indian and a South African guy. But all of this might be dismissed if not for the Don deciding to take a dip in the acid bath himself, not only supporting the need for H-1B visas, but directly contradicting his own statements in the 2016 primaries in the process, to say nothing of the fact that one of Trump's parting policies all the way back in 2020 was to explicitly restrict H-1B while overtly arguing that it forces American workers to unfairly compete with undercutting international competitors. By all means, tell Trump he's wrong. He is. I, for one, fully intend to. It's the only course capable of providing a correction here. Being able to disagree with our overlords is what separates us from CNN anchors. But while valid critiques are all too welcome, we'd be well served to keep the full scope of Trump's immigration policy in perspective here. We went from import them all, my friend, in the Pinko Party of John McCain and Mormo Mitt, to Trump and Tom Holman talking about deporting them all and their little dog, too. Folks, Trump is weeks away from outright ending birthright citizenship and heralding an ignominious end to all anchor babies. Unless you fail to process the import of that statement, try the next one on for size. Kamala Harris is an anchor baby. You're welcome.
But what will we do without all those Indian imports?
I don't know. I guess we'll all have to defecate in our own rivers. But why import India when you can just crap in the Hudson and pretend it's the Ganges, I say? Though I do appreciate the Americanized names they assign to these assholes to put us off the scent of our outsourcing. Like Babu from Seinfeld's gonna pull a fast one by asking me to call him Steve. Get bent, Haji. Ring me back when you don't sound like you're trying to sell me a magic carpet. For all the maladies with which America is presently afflicted, importing foreign labor is no salve. You want more Americans employed, consider not paying a prick with pants around his ass $20 a microsecond to hand us the wrong change at Starbucks. Unions have no meager part to play in this comedy of errors, as they've allowed American labor to lurch forward year after unctuous year, paid more for doing less, and hired and scheduled less than their, shall we say, suntanned competition for roughly congruous reasons. But the solution to overpaid American labor is not to have Geraldo and Apu replace us all for pennies on the dollar. It's to actually address the operative issue, to atomize and obliterate the corrupt unions and pay American labor what it is actually worth, not what a blackmail-riddled cabal of commies insist at gunpoint it ought to be worth. Diversity isn't our strength. Diversity isn't even diversity. In 2025, diversity is 10 black dudes in a McDonald's commercial. Diversity is every second sitcom dad being white, round, and retarded. Diversity is DC Comics Uno reversing every redhead character into 50 Shades of Shaquanda till you can't tell if you're in the DCU or the DMV. Diversity isn't our strength. Strength is our strength. So grow a swinging set and show some. I'm Razor Fist. Godspeed.
Okay. Do not redeem! Do not redeem! Do not redeem the card!